Good afternoon. It is 3:13 p.m. We are here today, December 16, 2015, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the continuation of the formal hearing of OPA PA 15009, Corondo Corporation versus Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Tirza Vagana and Michelle Brillante. Will Appellant Corondo Corporation please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon. Joyce Tang for Corondo Corporation. My co-counsel, Mr. Fitzgerald, is to my right. Assistant Sarah Fitzpatrick. And in court today are Mr. Han and Mr. Kim, who are the institutional representatives. Thank you.
Will Purchasing Agency Department of Public Works please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yeah, Tom Keeler appearing on behalf of the Department of Public Works as well as the Attorney General's Office. Also present is the Department of Public Works Director, Glenn Leon Guerrero. In addition, Mike Lanning of Parsons Transportation Group is present. His firm is a consultant to DPW.
Thank you.
Just to summarize for the record, where we left off on Friday, we were, I believe, at the tail end of the appellant's case in chief, but we were going to start today out of order with two witnesses from the purchasing agency who were about to go off island. But I understand from the parties, as we were discussing just before we went on record, there's been a development in terms of your settlement negotiations. Is that true?
That is correct. The parties have reached a stipulation that will settle the entire case.
Okay.
And we are finalizing as we speak right now.
Okay. Are you assuming, and when you say finalizing, my understanding was there was an actual written document. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And with that, of course, to stipulate end the case, that document would inevitably have to be signed by the public auditor as well. Are you aware of that?
Okay, so we would set it as an order signed by the public auditor and yourself, or just the public auditor?
Just the public auditor.
Okay, so I'll change that signature.
Okay, unless you're just, stipulating to dismiss.
No, it's a stipulation with the public auditor retaining jurisdiction to address any disputes arising from the stipulation.
Okay, we don't...
So we don't want to have to file another case or go to Superior Court? I certainly don't anticipate that, and this is why we spent the last 2 days working through these issues to try to avoid those
Okay,
issues.
But I understand you're still working on a few...
No, we're done.
You're done.
I just need to type it.
You just need to type it?
Okay. It's one sentence.
No, that's fine. How much time do you need?
I need I just need to change the signature lines, and then we can email it downstairs for printing.
Okay, let's give you another 15 minutes.
Perfect.
And we're going to go off the record. Allow Ms. Tang to do that. Mr. Kim, is that correct?
Yes.
That correct question? Okay. So,
and the parties are going to sign it?
Well,
yes.
I'd like to see
and the director
draft,
is and the director is going to be okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Good.
Yes, yeah, so it's been reviewed with the director,
okay,
as well as Federal Highway Administration.
All right, so we're off the record at 3:18.
Wow.